God is good. And yeah, just to say that one of the changes that we made for Clondalkin was there's stuff on the Holy Spirit on Monday morning, and there's loads of areas here. And then Thursday evening, we're going to be doing a series called Detox, Soul Detox. And so how to live clean in an unclean world or something like this. It's Bray Crichel and it's Bray Congregation, one of the growth groups down there, done it last season. So yeah, get along. If you don't want to grow, don't go. If you want to grow, go. Go to a growth group. You will grow in the things of God. And it's really important for your life. Amen? So I have a word that the Lord gave me a couple of weeks ago. Well, he gave it to me, and I was speaking up in Clondalkin, and the Lord, I preached up there, and it seemed to go well, and so I don't want to deprive you of something that gone well. If it didn't go well, I wouldn't bring it. But before I do that, I want to congratulate Eamon and Donna on their engagement yesterday. Give them a wave. They don't know who you are. Well done. Well, want to tell us how we done it? Eamon's like, psh. Well, congratulations. Praise God. I was really moved when I seen it last night. I didn't even know the two of you were anointed. My goodness, a dark horse, Aim. And congratulations, Donna. Do you know, one of the greatest challenges, I think, when you look around Facebook or media or newspapers or magazines, you know, it's just there for us all to see that you realize more and more one of the challenges of our day is as a person is to be comfortable in your own skin, because everyone is telling us what to do to change or what we need to change, and you know, like, and really what they're doing is, and what they've come to realize is that people are insecure about who they are and how they look and what they do and what they don't do. And we call them insecurities, and that's preyed upon by men and women of advertisement and people that want to just Google anti-aging, you know, put that in and see how many different websites come up to tell us how to stop from aging. And so, because one of the insecurities we have, we don't want to get old. And it's a plague amongst people, insecurities. To be comfortable in our own skin is hard enough to come by. But in outside of God and inside of God, we can carry these things in. And insecurities are killers. And we need to see these things as killers in our life, because if we befriend them, we just become friends with them and they rule and reign. And we're not comfortable in our own skin. A person who is insecure damages themselves and damages relationships and opportunities, etc., etc. A person who is secure in themselves, in statistics and studies, a person who is secure, we all have insecurities, but there's insecurities that rule and reign. And they reckon that the people that deal with their insecurities are more likely to achieve success, are more likely to have meaningful relationships, and are more likely to be respected by others. But a person who is insecure and overly insecure find it difficult in life. You know, there's a phobia called a telephobia, which is the fear of not being good enough. It's the fear of not being perfect. It's classified as an anxiety disorder that can affect relationships and afflict a person with all types of ailments and psychiatric problems. So the psychology world has found that this is something that's rampant. So I looked on Google. If it's not on Google, it's not anywhere. And I looked up, I put in the most common insecurities that men have and women have. And so I realized very quickly that Google is this page at least is male-dominated. This is what I found. I put it in, and then it says 15 insecurities women have. 15. The next line underneath that was 5 insecurities men have. So I was like, it's definitely a bloke wrote that. Like, we've only 5 with those women. They have a lot going on there. And I just want to rush true, the things that they found, and this is true research. So, the most common are sexuality, number one. By far the most common list insecurity is women apparently want to be sexually desirable and are constantly measuring themselves against other women. So the insecurities that breed, am I good enough, good looking enough, have the right hairdo, have the right stature, have the right colouring of hair. Another insecurity is around age. That's why we're told never to ask a woman her age. Why? Because there's insecurities wrapped around age. I remember a woman told me one time, she told me her age, I think she was 63, and she says, I've no problems with God's timetable for my life. It's like, that's cool, isn't it? Insecurities around weight. Insecurities around hair color, eye color. Insecurities around height. Gosh, I know a few of them. Excuse me, this is not for the males. It's insecurities around breasts size. Insecurities about, will he call me back? Insecurities around, will he sleep with me? Insecurities around, is he dating another woman? Am I not good enough? Insecurities around, is he not attracted to me anymore? Insecurities around money, career, creative life, and intellectual life. Lots of insecurities. And for the men, there's none. I'm only messing. Top men insecurities. Sexual performance in bed. Hair loss. Athletic abilities. Will women like me? Not being good enough to be with the boys. Insecurities around, why can't I get a girl? Insecurities around listening to girly songs. Oh, a big tough guy, get in the car and Kylie Minogue comes on the CD. And will they find out, what are you into? I'm into Megadeth. And you get in, it's Barbra Streisand. Oh, it's not Barbara's greatest hits you have there. Role, insecurities of not telling their buddies that they don't like sports. Insecurities around women's role in society. Insecurities around, I don't want to be told by a woman what to do in the job or in the home or in any other place. Taking orders from women, the big insecurity. And then you have the height and weight and muscle tone. Insecurities around showing vulnerability and emotions. Insecurities around providing for their families. Insecurities about keeping their word. In fact, the study said that at least half of every man's life is spent proving one way or another he's a real man. It's a lot of energy. But here's the things about insecurities. They're destructive. They're not only destructive, they're weapons of mass destruction. Because they're not only destructive to an individual, but they're weapons of mass destruction that hinders family, friends, and relationships, and all sorts. People that are overly insecure are looking to find validation in things that they have or other people. And what happens when insecure is overly dominant? A person becomes overly selfish. It's all about me. Even if they've done something for others, it turns out back to them. And the overly selfish area is really rampant in men. What's rampant in women in insecurity, yet there's selfishness, but it's mainly dominant in men. For a woman, it's overly accommodating. Accommodating in situations, accommodating people's bad behavior, accommodating like abuse. because of the need for approval of others. They work out in ways and signs of insecurity is defensiveness. I'm not insecure. Well, I'm all right with my height. That's why you're wearing 6-inch shoes, Nolly. I'm only messing. Overly defensive. Insecure people tend to be very sensitive to critique and respond with defensiveness. A secure person can handle criticism. They're open to hearing about ways they might improve. Even if they disagree with criticism, you don't make an argument over it because they're happy with who they are. Another sign of insecurities is that you can't enjoy silence. That every moment, everything is filled with clutter and clatter and clamor and sounds. So I'm not going to sit down and be in silence because I start looking at my own self and I want to avoid that. Excessive joking is a sign. Excessive joking. Wanting everyone to laugh at your jokes. Listen, I'm not insecure about this, right? Because you guys have made sure I've had to deal with that insecurity because none of you ever laugh at me jokes. And you have no problem telling me how bad they are either. So you have to deal with stuff. But excessive joking, always the joke, or always making light and fun of everything. That's a defense mechanism. Self-promoting. Insecure people tend to talk about themselves constantly. As if they feel like they have to prove themselves. Self-promotion is paramount to overcompensating for doubts. Self-promotion is paramount to overcompensating for doubt. Bullying is another sign of insecurities. Just bully their way through. Overly authoritative. You see this in places, even ministry and church and workplaces. Somebody that is insecure about their position, and all of a sudden you see them speaking down to people and roaring in people's faces. They're supposed to be your manager or your oversight or whatever. You give someone a bit of power with insecurity and they'll maim people with it. The biggest letdown and killer in ministry is leaders that haven't dealt with their insecurities. Because they don't only hurt themselves, they hurt other people. So we're going to go fox hunting today. Overly competitive. Has to be a winner all the time. No, we play another game till I win. Or they take the ball up and they go home. And if I'm not winning, nobody's winning. There was one fella in the flat when I was growing up and he's the only fella that had a ball. I like winning. But if you follow Chelsea, you have to get used to losing as well. And I go to win. If I lose, I think I'm all right. I stop going home and killing the teddy bear. But if I have to win, if I have to be number one all the time, if I don't get, I'm like, my world has ended because I lost that game at Ludo. That's it. Overly competitive. That fella in the flats, one fella had a ball. One fella, because he's mad. And he was like, it was 14 in our family, and most families around us were huge. They had only one kid, so he always had the best ones. He had the ball. He was the only one that ever got a ball. And we used to say, he hate losing. Like, whatever you do, don't let Kieran lose. Because halfway during the game, he'd take the ball and go home. You have 20 youths just waiting for the game of ball. He's like, no, come back, you can be on the winning team. Another sign is being overly materialistic. Trying to fill the void. Trying to fill it. Insecure in relationships. Men, where it hits men is irrationally being jealous. An insecure man is constantly worried about the person in his life leaving them. Extremely jealous. It manifests itself in constant question, constant mistrust. Constant fighting with them, with the person and other people. Abusive. Abusive is where insecurity in a relationship becomes extremely destructive. Men become abusive out of need to control a partner. And I'll tell you something, wherever you try to control, you will lose. If you try to control a person, you will ultimately lose that person. And I'll tell you what's worse than a person walking out the door, I think. It's that you're in a marriage or relationship and you've lost the other person's heart. Because you know it. You know it. You can handle, not handle, but you have to deal with that stuff. You try to control that person and all you're left with is a robot. Yes, honey. And the biggest insecure place around this stuff is unwillingness to deal with conflict. I'm telling you, if you're married or you get married, you think to get married, never play that game off for peace's sake. Just give him his own way for peace's sake. There's never peace in that. Never. It's destructive. Wouldn't you say something? I didn't want to disturb the peace. But you have no peace. Disturb the peace and then make peace. Put it in. Put it on. Don't waste a good argument. You know, we have two pairs of boxing gloves at home, haven't we, Sharon? And me and Sharon was going there at Christmas, right? And she's a good little boxer. I give her that. I caught her a good one, knocked her glasses across the room. Now, I'm not going out for it. We're not, like, angry fighting. It was just a mess. But she came at me. She got around the old ribs here. She's like, boom, boom. She's like a little Rocky. But honestly, we've done that in our marriage. We've learned how to have a good row without being destructive towards one another, without allowing our insecurities to damage our relationships. Put it out there. Don't waste a good row. Get it out on the table and say, this is what's wrong. What are we going to do about it? A man who is secure is never abusive. That's a good man. You don't have to dominate. You don't have to control the atmosphere. You don't have to control a person. Never abusive. And women, some of the signs is women staying in abusive relationships. Well, who else would want you? Where would I get another man? They stay in the same relationship, even though they know they're being abused. Overly sexual for women. Women understanding that they can use sex to dominate and control men is another sign. Secure woman doesn't need constant validation from any man. So what are these? Here's the scripture the Lord gave me for this. Listen to this scripture. It's only 9:45. What time is it? What? Well, listen, we'll go through this quick because we need to do this. Song of Solomon, write this down. Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 15. Listen to what Solomon says. Catch all the little foxes, because those little foxes will ruin the vineyard. He invites us. I want to say even nearly commands us. Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 15. Catch all the foxes, those little foxes. Catch them before they ruin the vineyard of love. Capture them before they will ruin the grapevines that are blossoming. This is what insecurities are. They're little foxes that come in and they ruin the vineyard. They ruin the home. They ruin what is blossoming. And Solomon said, catch them. This is what foxes do. I was reading up on this. Foxes don't go for the fruit on the vines. They go for the root. They don't go for the fruit. They go for the root. They go after the very core. Insecurities go at the core of who we are, of what we want to do in God, who we are in God. Solomon was saying, make it your business to deal with the foxes. Make it your business to catch them, to identify the little foxes. Those little foxes of insecurities will destroy you from the root up. Those little foxes will ruin your job opportunities, relationship opportunities, leadership opportunities, ministry opportunities, insecurities at their best will bring you to a place where people will tolerate you. Security will bring you to a place where people will celebrate you. Insecurities at their best, People are just tolerating that person. Oh, I hate when he comes over. He's all about himself. They'll tolerate you. You'll knock at the door. Oh, good night. Look, he was here. Just tolerating you. But secure people are celebrating. Because you're bringing something with you. Secure people give. They're tremendous givers of encouragement, of grace, of mercy. They're all of that. And you go, oh, lovely, look who's at the door. Kids, come on. Solomon says, catch them. Go and fuck something. God said it last week to us, didn't he? This is the year where strongholds. He's gone to war on the foxes. He's going to war in your life and my life on the strongholds. Because I'll tell you what about stronghold, about these insecurities. They're multi-generational. You pass them down. To your kids and their kids and their kids. That's why Solomon is saying, catch them. They'll ruin the vineyard of love. That's really. They'll rob the vines that are blossoming. You realize that your insecurities have now been passed on. Gosh, how's my little Mary like that? Because you're like that. Solomon, Nehemiah says this, they were building the wall. God is building their lives. He's building the wall. Nehemiah 4, chapter 4, verse 3 and 4. And here's what the foxes, Tobiah and Sanballat said to him. Two men that were like, they're not going to get on in life. Why should they build the wall? Why should they be prosperous? That's what insecurities do. Here's what they said. Did I see that wall? That will collapse even if a fox walked along the top of it. See that? See your life. Your life is so insecure. You think you're being well. You think you're doing well. Well, when we set one of the foxes out, then the fox of mass destruction comes out. You know what they did? He says, God, hear their prayer. Hear their prayer. God wants to build our lives that a fox in insecurity can't take us down. But unless we catch them, they will take us down. Insecurities shout at you. That won't work. You're weak. Insecurities, you don't think you're getting on anyway. You don't talk. You don't sing. You don't prophesy. You don't put yourself forward as a Bible teacher. That's all insecurities. The fox going, yeah. You're not going anywhere. And then I'm going through this quick. Luke chapter 13. Listen to this. At that time, some Pharisees said to Jesus, get away from here if you want to live. Herod Antipas wants to kill you. Here's the fox. Here's the insecurity. Get out of here if you want to live. Get out of here if you don't want to show faith. Get out of here if you don't want to be made a show of. Get out of here if you don't, you're just going to start screaming like you always do when you get angry. Jesus says, go tell that sly fox that I will keep on casting out demons. And I'll keep on healing people today and tomorrow and the third day. He says, I will accomplish my purpose. Yes, today, tomorrow, and the next day, I will proceed on my way. For it's due for the prophet of God to be not killed in this place, but to be killed in Jerusalem. And when the fox says and the insecurity says, don't stay here. You will show them. You can't do that. You won't do that. You're this. You're that. You're that. Here's what Jesus said. Shut up. Go tell that sly fox that my father has a plan. And I'm here to cast out devils and to heal people. And I'm going to continue to do that so you can shout all you want, sly fox. I'm trusting my father. And he says, they'll kill you. Jesus said, no, it's due for me to die in Jerusalem. Meaning this, it's God that has my timetable. It's God that has the calendar of my life. And you can imagine insecurities. How many times have I being robbed of my own insecurities. Where I'm like, I died in places. It's like, I wasn't supposed to die out there. God says, I have a plan and a purpose for your life. And here's what God wants to do to turn it all around. Samson took a load of little foxes. 300 little foxes. And the enemy was coming against the people of God. And tied bushels to the tails of the fox. And he turned the foxes on the enemy. They ruined the enemy's vineyard, their vineyard. And I believe in this, God saying, he's going to teach us how to catch our foxes. He's going to turn them around. And them foxes will be used to destroy the enemy's tactics in other people's lives. Because if God sets you free, it's a prophecy of wanting to set another person free. He'll take them same foxes. He'll learn us how to catch them and tame them. And then we will turn them on the enemy. And you say, you know what? I was dev. If I had time to tell you my insecurities, honestly, Sharon would kill me. No, if, like, I'm telling you that, like, we all have them. But we have to identify them and say, you're not going to kill me. You're not pulling me down. I'm going all the way with Jesus. And only I can make that decision. And even that fox could be in my ear right now. But you'd already say that now. But what about tonight? Or what about tomorrow? Or what about when she presses your button? What about when you go and you see the tall, dark, handsome person and you're a small little person? You get insecure and you back away. What happens when, it's not now, it's when the woman walks into the room that you think is nicer than you. That's when you say, hey, shut up. God made me. He created me. Father, I trust by the power of your Holy Spirit, you've gone fox hunting in our lives, Lord. So Father, would you search us and know us and show us where those foxes are. And you know, it's no good just identifying something. But I'm telling you, the only freedom is this. Give your life to God. Learn who you are in God. Live in the power of the Holy Spirit. Lean into God. Lean into who you are, what you are. See what scripture that was read earlier? Before Jesus done a miracle, the Father said, this is my Son, whom I'm well pleased. Jesus done nothing. He just was. You don't have to look a certain way to be accepted by Father. You don't have to talk a certain way, walk a certain way, do certain things. The reality is you're accepted right now. We're all air foxes. We're accepted in Him. And if you can ask God, if that's something that you only can hear with your natural ears, ask God to get it deeper. Show me who I am. I'm not an orphan, I'm a son. I'm not an orphan, I'm a daughter. The King is my Father. I want to learn how to cry out, Abba, Father, my dad, who's in heaven, who's mighty and holy, and yet you're here with me. If it's only something that you know from coming to church, I'll go and get me fixed. Jesus hasn't come to give you a fix, He's come to fix it. And Father, I say, fix it. Give us the ability, the wisdom to identify our foxes and to catch them. And to turn them on the enemy, where we will see other people set free. Could we please stand? Thank you for your patience. Thank you, Father. We just lift up our hands and our voices to you and we say, thank you, Lord, that you declared, Lord, that the strongholds are coming down. And Lord, we look forward to the crashing of them down in our lives, Lord God, that we can live out of a place of liberty and freedom, Lord God. Father, just knowing that, Lord, that you're our Father, that I'm right with you, and when I'm right with you, Lord, that works out into every other relationship that I have. If my relationship is right with you, well, then every other relationship benefits. My work colleagues, the people that are below me and above me in work, the people that I do life with, my children, their children, my neighbors. Every other relationship is right when that one's right. So, Father, would you just pour out your love upon each one of us right now? Let us hear your voice, Father, saying, this is my son and my daughter. And I'm well pleased with you. You don't have to say anything or do anything. I'm pleased with you. The affirmation of your sonship or daughterhood. Affirm each one, O God. In Jesus' name. And Lord, I make a vow. And I would pray, if it's in your heart to say amen, I refuse to allow insecurities to rule my life in Jesus' name. I refuse it. I resist them in Jesus' name. Insecurities from my upbringing. Insecurities that have been passed down from great, great, great granddad and granny. I refuse to live under them. I refuse, Father. And I ask, I put my hand in your hand and I say, Father, come on, we defeat them. Come on, we catch them and tame them and use them on the enemy for your glory, Father God. Father, that we refuse to stay the way we are when you have more for us. We refuse to stay at the standstill point, Lord, when you have more for us in Jesus' name. I pray your blessing, your grace, oh God, your grace, that the grace that comes from your word, that God gives a word and then he gives us the grace, the enablement, the ability, the equipment to carry out what he's already said, that we don't have to try drum it up. He says, I'm giving you the power to do what I've said. And so I release that grace, Father God. In Jesus' name.